This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Okay, now a story straight out of Econ 101, supply and demand. The commodity in question is doctors, especially in rural areas where there aren't enough of them to go around. One solution has long been to hire foreign-born physicians, which gets us to the president's travel ban. And this report from Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein at the Health Desk at WHYY.
Imagine central Texas, acres of cotton fields and pastures full of cattle. In between the agriculture and the livestock, says Dr. James Rohack, are towns of 500 or bigger ones with 3,000.
Many times it has a post office, it has a general store, and then the local physician.
Rohack works for Baylor Scott & White, the largest nonprofit health system in Texas, with more than 40 hospitals spread out over a region that's the size of Virginia. Rohack says these itty-bitty places often depend on foreign-born or at least internationally trained doctors.
For rural Texas, the international graduate has served as a backbone to assure that these communities don't go without.
Nationwide, more than one in five doctors are foreign medical graduates. About 8,000 physicians trained in the seven Muslim-majority countries banned by President Trump's executive order, according to new research from Dr. Anupam Jena, who works at the Massachusetts General Hospital.
This is a workforce that is desperately needed.
Jena says not only are foreign-born doctors more likely to practice in places like those Texas towns, they're also more likely to practice in lower-paying fields like family medicine, pediatrics, and psychiatry. If future immigration bans threaten this labor supply, Georgetown economist Nicole Smith says rural hospitals will face a hard choice.
You either find more money to get more workers there, or you run the risk of having all of these slots unfilled.
If hospitals have to spend more money to fill those slots, Smith says it's the people in those communities who will have to pay more for their care. And the research shows those communities are the ones that tended to vote for President Trump. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.